true crime podcast where best friends and next-door neighbors, Willow and Lillian, spill the tea on murder, mysteries, and other things that go bump in the night. So get your favorite teacup ready, and let's get into it.
Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. This is Lillian, and with me is Maris.
Hello.
Not a Maris Monday.
Oh.
This is for our patrons.
Oh, them guys. Okay.
Hello, patrons.
Patrons.
Fuck off. He'll never stop making fun of me.
It sounds better.
Does it? Patrons?
Yeah.
I don't know. Patrons sounds fine.
Official tea bags.
They are official tea bags. Yeah. So you guys voted on this, and you have only yourselves to blame. I'll just start out by saying that.
This is all your fault.
The trigger warnings on this one are brief mention of suicidal ideation, suicide attempt, child sexual assault, and child abuse.
No.
So that's not fun. Now, this has been called, like, UK's satanic cult, and that is a misnomer. It is not a satanic cult. It's stupider than that. And it is... It's really the Kidwelly sex cult. That's what we're talking about. The cult we're talking about was founded by a man named Colin Batley and simply was called The Church.
I would have gone with Batley.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
Hmm.
It was founded on the beliefs in the book by Aleister Crowley and called the Book of the Law. And yes, I've read it. No good occultist hasn't, and I've also determined it's BS, and Crowley was a giant turd that history should flush.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
poop from a butt.
He is a poop from a butt. In fact, the next Maris Monday will be a combination of horrible and horny history, and will be over Crowley, so y'all can hate him as much as me.
Wow.
He just fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when you're looking into the occult, that's, like, all that pops up when you're starting out, and that's really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
To understand the cult, we have to understand the Book of the Law. Crowley was an English occultist and magician who died in 1947, because God hates him. The Book of the Law has a lot of esoteric babble and a ton of stuff on sex magic in particular. Rape was encouraged, saying Rome was founded on it. Hmm. Sex with anyone was not only permissible, but encouraged. That included animals and children.
No, boy.
Prostitution was glorified, and I see nothing wrong with that, but consent is a big deal and education is important, and Crowley didn't give a shit about any of that.
And it should be, like, legal, so you know, they could get protection and stuff.
That's right. And neither did the church or Colin Batley.
Mm.
I will be telling this story kind of through the lens of one of the survivors of this cult, and her name is Annabelle Forrest, and that's not her real name. She uses this pseudonym so that she can have a normal life.
I thought it was a cool name.
It is a cool name. She has written a book by a ghostwriter, like... Her and a ghostwriter wrote it together, and it's about her experience, and it's called The Devil on the Doorstep, and I will be linking this in the case photos section. Annabelle was born in the 90s, and her parents divorced or separated when she was still little. There isn't a lot of concrete details about Annabelle's private life or early childhood, and I assume this is to protect her identity.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline, Annabelle's mother, went on to marry a man named Alan. Alan and Annabelle had a close relationship. She wasn't particularly close to her mother, though, because her mother was kind of a distant and emotionally absent parent.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, Jacqueline, and Alan would go on to have another daughter they named Olivia, and they all lived in London. Annabelle recalled this as a moment of normalcy in her life, a brief period in her childhood filled with happy memories.
Oh.
But it was shortly after the move to London that Jackie met a man named Colin Batley. Colin claimed to be the leader of a religious movement known only as the Church. Colin, like every fucking edgelord to ever exist, had read the Book of the Law and had felt moved and inspired by it. So much so, he started his own religion using that as the backbone philosophy. Which is funny, because there's already a religion based on the Book of the Law called Thelema.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Thelema.
Thelema, Thelema, whatever. It's stupid. So the philosophy in the Book of the Law is do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Now what that means is pretty much your identity and who you are should be all about you should be all about that. And fuck anybody who tries to get in your way. Maybe literally. But it means destroy them. Get rid of them. It's only about you and the actualization and spiritual ascension of yourself.
Very edgy.
It is super de-duper edgy. But the caveat to that is all things should be done through love.
Yeah.
And I think that's funny, given how Aleister Crowley conducted himself.
I didn't hear about that part before, so I don't understand it in connection with how he behaved.
I know, but it is true. Like, maybe he meant love of the self. He didn't really expound on that too much.
It just sounds good, I guess. I don't know.
And so Aleister Crowley had gotten a vision from his guardian angel. And this was after he did the Abramelech operation.
Is that the dude he drew a drawing of that looks real dumb?
No.
Oh.
That was some other spirit, like Lamb.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay, so when you do the Abramelech operation, which is one of the most complicated occult rituals in fucking existence, it's supposed to take 18 months.
Okay.
And you must fast. You must abstain from alcohol, drugs, sex, mostly food.
I'm out. I can't do this.
Like, you can't eat red meat or, like, butter, things like that.
I need to have the butter. It's part of my diet.
It's just like bread and water, a lot of meditation. Like, you can't even think in pure thoughts. You have to take like ritualistic cleansing baths and all this shit.
Oh.
Now, it is purported that only a handful of people throughout history have completed this complex ritual, but many have died trying. Aleister Crowley was like traveling abroad and he claimed to have done it while traveling.
Yeah, like he totally abstained from heroin. I'd believe
liar or sex or alcohol. He was a big horn dog, so I really doubt that. But something to note is in the Abramelech operation, you must acquire a house to use for ritual purposes. It cannot be done while you're on vacay.
Oh, so I can't rent an Airbnb and do it?
You could, because they have long-term rental options.
Oh.
But the house has to be facing a certain direction,
yeah,
like with the rising of the sun and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You cannot leave the house. You can't fucking leave the house for 18 months.
Yeah.
And so do I think that he completed this? No, I don't. Do I think he did a bunch of opium and saw visions? Sure. But anyway, his guardian angel, which I forget the name of now, came to him and told him that he was the chosen one.
Uh-huh.
He liked the next Jesus type of deal.
Uh-huh.
And that he would herald in a new age and a new religion.
I mean, I guess.
And he did.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he did what he set out to do.
Yeah.
Thelema is a religion. Or an occult practice, whatever you want to call it. But should you base anything else off of it? No. Is it stupid?
Yeah.
I mean... Kinda. I hate that it's now the backbone. Like, Aleister Crowley's teachings are now like the backbone of the modern occult. I wish it weren't so. There's a lot of better people to read than Crowley. So anyway, I just wanted to explain all that before we go further. So because this is often called a satanic cult, I'm not seeing no Satan in there thus far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Colin preyed on single women with young children. Usually these women were poor and struggling. He would present himself as a viable partner, but was more interested in their children, which he would groom and abuse later. And Jackie fell for Colin completely. By 1997, the church boasted 17 members. Colin was able to convince many cult members to move with him to a small town in Wales called Kidwelly. Colin promised his followers spiritual powers, enlightenment, and immortality. He used the women, pitting them against each other, all of them wanting to be special to him, like the special chosen one, and who could get more of Colin's attention. If Colin chose them, they would get to live forever with him. Like, he set this up as like a weird Hunger Games type of deal.
Oh.
Not with food, but with like... He had this group of mostly women, single mothers, and he would tell them that only the chosen one would get to kind of ascend with him to immortality.
Hmm.
And that made the women compete against each other. And this is a common tactic in cults.
Yeah.
And if you notice, he did the first thing too, which was isolate them. So he wanted them to move out to this town away from their families, away from their friends, and get them all into this little town, and so he could be weird.
It just seems like something a bad guy from, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Would do or something.
Yeah, he's a really mustache-twirly villain.
Right.
Colin told his followers that he was omnipotent.
Oh.
As a master manipulator, he told them that even in their most private moments, he knew what they were thinking and what they were doing. He maintained everything they did, though, was of their own free will. Except he would present them with choices that weren't really choices, mm-hmm. manipulating and forcing them into picking the option that best suited him. And as an example, let's take the move. He's like, well, you could stay in London where you're going to spiritually stagnate and be all alone and continue to struggle. Or you can come with me to Kidwelly and you'll be provided for, taken care of, and you'll attain spiritual enlightenment and immortality.
Right.
Do you see? That's not really a choice. Who would choose the shit option?
I mean, me, but...
Most people don't, though. They want something better. Almost everyone wants something better, especially if you're, like, a single mom and you're struggling.
Yeah.
And so this, of course, this is a very common tactic in cults, to present the idea that you're doing this to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way the cult leader can't be blamed because you chose this. He gave you a choice at the beginning. Why did you ignore it? You know, that type of thing. It's just a common manipulation tactic. This guy fucking sucks. So by 1999, the cult all lived in four homes in a cul-de-sac of Kidwelly. And this is from Kidwelly's official website.
Mm-hmm.
Kidwelly is a town in Carmarthenshire. Holy shit, England, why?
Right.
West Wales, approximately 10 miles west of Llanelli. The town of Kidwelly lies on the River Gwynedraeth above Carmarthen Bay. These names are hard. Kidwelly is a coastal town, ideally situated as a center for touring West Wales, the Pembrokeshire National Park, the Gower Peninsula, and the Brecon Beacons. The area is a superb mix of rolling countryside, seashore, and woodland. Indeed, it is totally microcosmic of the rest of Wales at its finest. Calm down, Kidwelly.
Mm-hmm.
Kidwelly was established in approximately 1115 AD and received its royal charter from King Henry I. The current population of Kidwelly is approximately 3,000, with some 30,000 tourists visiting annually. So it's about the size of our small town.
Yeah, and about the size, like when they got, because we got about that many visitors too.
Yes. Oh, no, way more.
Yeah, well,
that's as many visitors as we get in 1 month. We get probably close to 200,000 to 300,000.
It sounds like our town.
It does. It's like cute, and it's like nestled in the hills. It's lovely, and it's a really quiet place in the off season. Has a lot of tourists. I can see why he picked it, because it's isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Notable followers of the church were Sandra Iveson, Shelley Millar, Jacqueline Marling, who was Annabelle's mother, Colin and his wife Elaine. Annabelle and Jackie and Alan and her half-sister all moved to Kidwelly to be closer to the cult and to be closer to Colin. Annabelle was 7. When they moved into the house in Kidwelly, she hadn't even met the cult leader, Colin, and the house they moved into was run down and, in Annabelle's words, very dirty.
Mm.
As if that upheaval wasn't enough, Jackie talked Alan into getting a job far from Kidwelly. Her reasoning, presented to him, was that it was a small town and there wasn't much in the way of work there. Alan had no choice but to comply if he wanted to pay the bills. And eventually, Alan just stopped returning to the house in Kidwelly altogether. Colin had convinced Jackie to rid herself of her husband.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He didn't die.
Yeah, okay.
There's only one death here, and I'm not going to get into it
mm-hmm.
because it involved the death of a young person by suicide. So I just, it doesn't really have anything to do with this part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long after Alan left the family for good, Annabelle was woken up in the middle of the night and brought downstairs where the adults were waiting. The adults in the church had weekly meetings that included orgies.
Oh.
It was supposedly part of a satanic ritual. Though, let me explain some things. I'm pretty well versed in ritual magic, and most of them actually make you abstain from sex, alcohol, and drugs in order to purify the body.
That's really boring.
Yeah, fasting is also included. That's why I call BS on this being an actual ritual, and not just something that Edgelord McGee Colin made up.
Right.
That being said, there are sex magic rituals, but none of them that I'm aware of are of the satanic variety. And I think if you squint, I guess the black mass could be considered sexual.
I mean, don't you have to, like, eat something out of a lady?
No. Oh. That is a common, like, misconception.
I don't know.
Here's what a black mass is. Whoa. So you hold it in a Catholic church, preferably. A nude woman is the altar, so like her back.
Okay.
And you mock Jesus and the Trinity. That's it. Hmm. Y'all while wearing black.
Oh, okay. Well, except for the lady.
She ain't wearing shit.
Yeah.
Now, it was a rumor going around that I think it was in Santon LaVey's, like, satanic Bible.
I think that's maybe where I heard it.
Which is where you take a communion wafer and you shove it up her snatch and eat it out of her pussy.
That's what I heard. Okay.
Now, that's fun. And, I mean, except for the yeast infections.
Yeah, that sounds yeasty.
Just shove hands and face in there. You don't need to be putting, like, hors d'oeuvres in there.
And Jesus is yeasty, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus is yeasty. Well, he wouldn't
his
be.
His body is bread, so.
Yeah, but he's unleavened bread because he's
so
Jewish.
He's not.
No, he contains no yeast,
he's
the
flat.
Christ.
He's flat.
The crust of the Christ contains no yeast.
Right, okay, I was misinforming people.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm pointing this out because Satanism is edgy and dumb, but it isn't hot or sexy.
No.
They're not fucking in a satanic way.
And there's a lot of bald, like, because Anton was bald, and, like, wasn't Alistair bald?
Well, yeah.
A lot of baldies in that religion.
See? Yeah. You do that, your hair fall out.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we gotta move on now.
Please heed the trigger warnings.
Should I leave?
No, you can't. Colin had convinced the women of the cult that sex with him was vital to their spiritual growth, which is pretty par for the course for these shitty cults. And so he began grooming Annabelle at age 7 in that dark living room. He told her she was the chosen one, and it was time for her to commit to the church. Colin threatened her that if she didn't do as she was told, she would be tormented forever and always be in pain in the abyss. Mm. Now, the abyss, according to Colin, was just a tactic he used to manipulate his followers. He threatened them with this eternal punishment, much like the Christian faith manipulates people by saying they'll go to hell unless they do what they're told. I don't see the difference.
Yeah.
And no, I won't elaborate.
No.
Annabelle was terrified, and of course she believed him. She was 7.
Yeah.
She's just a child, and her mother was standing right there. Annabelle then was forced to watch as her mother performed oral sex on Colin. That was her initiation. Mm-hmm. Colin told Annabelle that when she started her period, he'd have her too. Disgusting.
No, that's gross.
Colin went on to use a very popular tactic amongst cult leaders. He worked his followers to the point of exhaustion for the church. They either had to have outside jobs or they would do, like, yard work. Mm-hmm. They were always working. Always, always, always. He would also deprive them of sleep. This keeps people kind of in a state of where they're easily suggestible. In addition, anytime he would show them just, like, a fucking crumb of kindness, it would seem like a much bigger gesture than it was.
Yeah.
Like, giving someone a glass of water suddenly became, like, a Christ-like act.
Right.
And this is common in all cults, you'll see. Pretty much.
I mean, I know this is serious, but, like, my cat acts like that. Like, when I give her ice water.
Your kitty cat's obsessed with ice water. Tell him about it.
Well, that's just it. Like, she has plenty of fresh water. You know, she's obsessed with mine, though. It has to be for me.
If he raises his cup and the ice clinks in there, the cat will come running.
She will come zooming.
And she will hop up there and yum, 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 yum.
Forever.
She'll do it like 6 or 7 times a day.
I'm glad she's hydrated.
That's the most hydrated cat that ever lived. She also doesn't mind baths.
Yeah, she's just water
cat. Just a water cat. It's
so
cute.
Anyway, that's a lot more cute and fun than what you're talking about.
Yep, back to the horribleness. Ugh. So, with Jackie now working all the time, she neglected Annabelle, effectively ignoring her. Annabelle was miserable there and asked to go live with her biological father. Jackie said that was fine, but they'd have to take it up with Colin. Colin just manipulated Annabelle into staying. He threatened her and her mother. He told Annabelle that her father just wouldn't be able to take care of her. He's like, but it's your choice. Again, you're saying there's no choice here.
Mm-hmm.
He just told a child, like, you won't be taken care of, and then you're going to go to the abyss where you'll be tormented forever, and your mother might die.
Right.
But you go ahead if you want.
Yeah, right. What an asshole.
So she agreed. not really ever having a choice at all. Colin's control continued to tighten around the group. All female cult members got the Eye of Horus tattoo as a symbol of the church and spiritual protection. And all that's in Thelema too, and I won't get too deep into it because Crowley loved appropriating things from ancient Egypt. Mm-hmm. It even says in the Book of the Law, like, women should wear, like, Cleopatra-style eye makeup and stuff.
Okay.
Like, listen here, bitch, you don't tell me what to do.
Right.
I thought I was supposed to do what I want to do.
Yeah, do what
And I don't want to fucking do that.
If you don't want to wear makeup over, you want to wear kiss makeup only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear, like, fucking, like, death metal face paint.
All the time, because do what thou wilt.
That's the whole of the law, bitch. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, see, this is why I shouldn't start a cult. So, yeah, Colin also told his followers that their church was part of a bigger, secret society. And when pressed about it, he would just say that it was secret. That was that.
Okay.
I'm assuming it was an intimidation tactic. So it's rumored that Keith Raniere from the Nexium cult was inspired by this one.
How could you be inspired by this dumb shit?
Because it's a sex cult. And they're both sex cults. The Nexium was a sex cult too.
But it didn't work out for this guy, I assume.
Oh, no, no, no.
So how
no,
could
no.
you be inspired?
Because Keith Raniere thought he could do it better. He used a bunch of new age, you know, motivational fucking talk to brainwash people. It's specifically the branding. Like, remember all the women had the Eye of Horus tattoos? Well, Keith Raniere branded his
victims. Heard about the Keith Raniere thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was on that episode. I don't know.
You might have been. I don't remember.
I watched a documentary. I don't know.
If anyone in town questioned the cult, they were encouraged to say that they were Mormons.
Well, I mean, they fit in. That sounds about right, right?
And I find that hilarious because they used another cult as a cover for their cult.
You know, if we do anything, let's just say it's because we're Mormon. Like, we're going to rob a bank and we're like, don't worry, we're Mormon. It's fine.
Yeah, this is just what we do. We're weird. Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny to me. So Colin wouldn't let the cult members watch the news, TV, or movies. And that is also another common tactic. When you just cut them off from the world entirely and you're their only source of everything, then it's easier to have control.
Yeah.
When Annabelle turned 11, that's when Colin began sexually assaulting her. He called them tests. If she did a good job, she would ascend in prominence in the church. If she didn't, she failed and would face the abyss. Mm. And all of this was framed as her free will and her choice. Colin tested Annabelle almost every night for 3 years. He did this to other children in the cult as well.
Yeah.
Annabelle endured all this, often thinking the only escape would be to take her own life. She blamed herself because Colin had presented the assault as a choice. When she turned 14, Colin told Annabelle that she had to learn the ways of the Scarlet Woman. And this is in Thelema as well.
Okay.
Basically, you're just a big whore.
Yeah.
And you just fuck whoever you, like, a woman's power is in her ability to take a lot of dick. I don't know. I must be the most powerful bitch in the world then.
Dang.
What he meant was it was time for her to have a threesome with him and another cult member.
Ugh.
And the other member was her own mother.
Nope. I'm out. I'm triggered. Gotta go.
I'm sorry.
That's gross.
Look, blame the patrons. They voted for this.
Yeah, I do blame them.
Okay. So Colin began to fear that Annabelle would get pregnant. If she did, he knew suspicion would fall on him and that sex with a minor was indeed illegal. So he forced her into a sexual relationship with a 19-year-old boy who could be used as a scapegoat should she end up pregnant.
What an evil asshole.
Oh, he's the worst. Yeah. In 2007, Annabelle did end up getting pregnant. She loved the unborn baby. It was like a light in the darkness. When she told Colin she was pregnant, he almost made her get an abortion, but then he feared doing so would make her leave the cult, so he allowed her to have it. Annabelle told the 19-year-old boy it was his baby.
Mm-hmm.
Annabelle had started to self-harm and even attempted suicide. She never told Colin, and he seemed wholly unaware of what she was doing, and this made her realize that Colin wasn't some all-knowing guru. He had no idea what she did in her private time.
Mm-hmm.
And this started to help her wake up and see the truth.
Yeah.
She had her baby in 2008. And she loved her and she named her Emily. 3 months after she had the baby, she was forced by Colin to work in a brothel called Paradise Lounge. He made the other female members go to work at the brothel too, and all of their earnings were given to the cult, because of course they were. Mm-hmm. During this time, she slept with over 1,800 men.
Yeah.
Why do all this? Well, for money, for the cult, and more specifically for Colin. But it was also a part of his religion, and I say that with air bunnies.
Right.
The holy number of men a woman had to sleep with started out with as 318. Awesome, I exceeded that number. Wow. So I must be like fucking Saint Lily.
So you gotta do that many dudes?
To be able to ascend, yes.
Descend what? Like.
But then he changed the goalpost many, many times. So the number ended up being 919. Wow. That's just all I would do is fuck. That sounds annoying.
Yeah.
He made it to where the women's spiritual worth was directly in proportion to how many men they slept with.
Uh-huh.
In order to be the chosen one, meaning the one woman who got to be with Colin, they had to attain this number of 919 sexual partners.
Yeah.
Every time one of the women would have a sexual encounter at the brothel, she would then text Colin and detail when and what was done. And how much money she made, and he kind of made them compete. Now, if you squint...
That sounds like a full-time job.
Yeah. If you squint, it ain't about spiritual enlightenment. He just wanted to keep an accounting.
He's a pimp, that's
He's a
all.
Pimp, yeah. And he wanted his money.
Yeah.
And so he made this little game just so they'd earn more money, and that's it.
Yeah, right. And nothing to do with his... You can make an app for that, dude.
Yeah, nothing to do with religion whatsoever. Annabelle didn't achieve spiritual enlightenment through prostitution. She did this at first believing that maybe she would. Remember, she's been raised in this cult, she's brainwashed, and she's a fucking child.
Right.
She now knew that Colin was lying and just stealing her money and the other women's money from sex work. This was her awakening. In 2009, she started coming up with a plan to escape.
Mm-hmm.
First, she stopped telling Colin about every client and every sex act, and instead started hiding the money. Then she turned to her boyfriend, Thomas, the one that, you know, that Colin made her date, the 19-year-old.
Okay.
And she told him to go to a library, get on Facebook, and contact her former stepfather, Alan, and tell him that she needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Because in her mind, she had to save her child, Emily, from this life.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan totally believed it, and he came and got her.
Yeah.
And Emily, right, yeah, away.
Right.
Later, he would go back and get Thomas, too.
Yeah.
So Thomas and Annabelle continued their relationship, but because she was so traumatized by all of this, she stopped wanting to have sex entirely, which, yeah, I don't blame her. But this pissed Thomas off,
mm-hmm,
and he tried convincing her to come back to the cult. And she was like, how about you go fuck yourself? And, mm-hmm, she kicked him out of the house.
Yeah.
And he ended up returning to the cult.
Yeah.
Annabelle, struggling with all the mental health issues from the abuse, finally, like, it just couldn't get along with Alan after that, and she moved in with her Aunt Kate and told her everything, yeah, that had happened to her in the Kidwelly sex cult. And Kate told Annabelle that she needed to go to the police.
Yeah.
That everything that had happened to her was illegal and disgusting and not her fault.
Mm-hmm.
However, Annabelle was just trying to lead a normal life outside the cult. She achieved her goal to get her daughter and herself free, and the last thing she wanted to do was relive all her trauma by going to police about it.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result of all these trauma and all these issues, she started self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, developed addiction issues. She was running around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I even think she briefly fell back into sex work. Mm. And her aunt noticed then she started neglecting her daughter.
Yeah.
Because you can't be a parent when you're doing that.
Yeah,
you can't function.
Yep.
And so she had some real talk with Annabelle. She was like, the state's going to take your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably go to jail.
Yeah.
If you don't clean your shit up.
Right.
If you don't clean up your act.
Yeah.
So Annabelle decided it was finally time to go to police.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And it was Annabelle that brought the cult down.
Yeah, cool.
When Annabelle's story hit the news, other victims felt safe enough to come forward. Of course, Colin and Jackie denied Annabelle's story, but a court-ordered DNA test on Emily would prove what she said was true. Colin was the baby's father.
Yeah.
In 2011, Colin was found guilty of 35 charges that included human trafficking. His wife and Jackie were found guilty of 5 charges, mm-hmm, where Shelley was convicted of only 2.
Yeah.
Annabelle attended the sentencing, which must have been really hard for her.
Yeah.
The longest prison sentence out of that was 11 years. And all Colin? Those people are now free.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Gross.
I just think they should be jettisoned, like, into the center of the ocean.
We should give them as an offering to the sun, you know?
Yeah. The sun's nice. It makes it warm.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It makes plants grow and shit.
Right.
So we should say thank you to the sun. Please.
By shooting rockets of bad people into it.
Yes. Yeah. And the sun's like, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Thanks. Yeah. I won't burn you to death.
Right.
Because it could.
Well, they'd probably get radiation first.
I mean, they'd die on the way to the sun and burn up before they even got there. But, you know. Oh, so that was awful.
Yeah, so that. Maybe I'll go get my cat some water.
Bye. Oh, no. Be nice, Maris. Okay, so the next one I'm covering is the Yahweh cult. I'll be covering it this week, too, because I don't want us to miss an episode. Willow's dealing with some stuff, so we're going to let her do that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing that with Maris. I don't think the Yahweh cult's as bad as this one, but it might be.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring you guys some cults that I had never heard of. And what I think is interesting is that this shit came after the Satanic Panic, and nobody Satanic panicked about it.
Hmm.
Although they did in the press call it a Satanic cult, but you guys can clearly see it didn't have anything to do with Satan. It was just this guy's disgusting boner and greed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. He just wanted a whole bunch of women and children to molest and have a bunch of money that he didn't earn.
Yeah.
So our lesson for today is cults suck.
Yep.
Although people keep saying that me and you, Maris, should start a nice cult.
Oh.
What are we doing?
Well, we could do it right now. Okay, the main idea of the cult is to be chill.
Okay, I'm chill.
Eat a lot of snacks. That's a ritual. Just eat snacks you like.
Oh, so any snack is fine?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I pet kitties unless you are allergic.
What can you pet if you can't pet a kitty?
There's dogs. That's second choice to me.
Or you could pet a bird.
Guinea pigs are very sacred in my religion.
They're very cute. They make a funny noise.
Yes, I really like them. I don't want to own one, but I like it. I like them. All right,
so we pet cute stuff. We eat snacks. Yeah. And we're chill.
Yeah.
Anything else we do?
You can sign up for my Patreon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here's the catch. Well, you guys already signed up, so I guess you're de facto members.
Get your friend to sign up for my Patreon as an offering to me.
Oh, are you our god?
Well, I'm just, God's a strong word.
Okay.
I'm the guy who tells you.
Oh, you're the guru.
Yeah.
Oh, Guru Maris.
Yeah.
So, instruct us. What do we do today, Guru Maris?
Well, first, like I said, get your friend to sign up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And then eat snacks and give me snacks. So.
Oh, they have to make offerings of snacks.
I do like any kind of offering.
What kind of snacks do you like, Guru Maris?
Man, I'm really into zebra cakes.
You do like those? You like pizza rolls?
I do. Just the cheese kind. The other ones are abomination.
Yeah, you like pretzels.
I do like pretzels, both soft and regular.
You didn't want to say hard because you knew I'd say something.
I'm derailed.
I knew it.
I'm derailed.
You're derailed. Oh, are you? Okay, I'll stop. Anyway, send all snacks and pictures of guinea pigs to Maris, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast. You keep me going. We're on YouTube now. I got to fix the link in the link tree because I'm an idiot and I put the wrong one because that's cool. But check there if you want to listen to us on YouTube. I know a lot of people prefer YouTube for podcasts. I don't know why. It's none of my business. I don't care. But other than that, I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Us on your social media platform of choice. Linktree/cruelty has all the links. Check out our Patreon for exclusive episodes, merch, ad-free episodes, live ghost hunts, and much more. Please be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded weekly. Thank you so much. See you next time. Music and production by Libby.